Ovo je test razumijevanja oslušanog teksta iz stranog jezika. Sastoji se od dva zadatka. Svaki snimak slušat ćete dva puta. Imaćete dovoljno vremena da pročitate pitanja prije nego što čujete tekst i da provjerite svoje odgovore. Dok slušate, možete upisivati svoje odgovore u test knjižicu. Poslije slušanja imaćete dovoljno vremena da provjerite svoje odgovore. Prvi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
The book I've chosen to recommend is called Land of the Living, and it's by Georgina Harding. The narrative moves forward, backwards and forwards in time, but it's the story of Charlie, who's a British soldier in the Second World War. When the book opens, he's lost in the jungles of northeastern India. And he's found and saved, basically, by a Naga tribe. Naga are the indigenous people of that region. And he lives with them for an unspecified amount of time. It could be months or just weeks. And when the rainy season finishes, they take him to an outpost, a colonial outpost, British outpost, and from there he goes home to Britain. And once he's home, the war is over, he gets married, settles down to live and work on a farm in Norfolk. But that is really where the book starts, because it's about diving from that present, the flat Norfolk Broads, and Charlie working on the land and living with his wife in a farmhouse, backwards and forwards into his memories of the jungle, of living with the Naga in what he calls a kind of Shangri-La, a mountain paradise, but also the horror and the guilt of surviving when the three other members of his patrol clearly didn't.
Poslušajte ponovo.
The book I've chosen to recommend is called Land of the Living, and it's by Georgina Harding. The narrative moves forward, backwards and forwards in time, but it's the story of Charlie, who's a British soldier in the Second World War. When the book opens, he's lost in the jungles of northeastern India. And he's found and saved, basically, by a Naga tribe. Naga are the indigenous people of that region. And he lives with them for an unspecified amount of time. It could be months or just weeks. And when the rainy season finishes, they take him to an outpost, a colonial outpost, British outpost, and from there he goes home to Britain. And once he's home, the war is over, he gets married, settles down to live and work on a farm in Norfolk. But that is really where the book starts, because it's about diving from that present, the flat Norfolk Broads, and Charlie working on the land and living with his wife in a farmhouse, backwards and forwards into his memories of the jungle, of living with the Naga in what he calls a kind of Shangri-La, a mountain paradise, but also the horror and the guilt of surviving when the three other members of his patrol clearly didn't.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj prvog zadatka. Drugi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
How unusual was it for a single 19-year-old African-American woman to purchase a house on her own in 1961?
I think really unusual, but contextually, and that's what I'm really interested in. I'm obsessed with context and putting things in context. In New Orleans has a history of Black people buying property, actually. Mm-hmm. That's one of the important things to know about the place, that many of the people whose homes were washed away were homeowners. And then also going farther back, there were people of color, free people of color, who owned huge amounts of property throughout the city, including in places like the French Quarter or, of course, the Treme neighborhood, which is a historically Black neighborhood. It was unusual, I think, thinking of it now, but not so unusual in the context of New Orleans history.
Now, if your mother spent every penny she had on purchasing this house, clearly it was very important to her. What did that house and owning a home of her own signify for her?
You know, I think for my mom, it was her dream. It sort of, the house became this repository, a place for her family. She'd learned this from my grandmother, her mother. My grandmother was someone who cared so much about home. These were women who had gorgeous homes. Everything in them was chosen and selected. And so this meant a substantial amount. And my mother was the first woman in her family to buy a house. So she actually owned a house before my grandmother owned a house. So this was a really big deal in the family. And I think that was my mother's world. It was her sense of independence. It was a place that she made. It was, if she was, and I think she is an artist, it was a place where she could work, so to speak, because she made everything for the house.
What did she do professionally?
She was a nurse's aide. So she was what they call a licensed practical nurse. And she took care of people really well, which is a thing she still does well to this day. But beyond her work hours, she was a seamstress. She sewed all of our clothing. She dressed the house, so to speak. She made all of its curtains and was just always a maker of things.
You said all of our clothing. So who does that mean in addition to you and presumably at some point your father, Simon?
Yeah. So there are 12 of us, 12 children, and I'm the youngest.
Poslušajte ponovo.
How unusual was it for a single 19-year-old African-American woman to purchase a house on her own in 1961?
I think really unusual, but contextually, and that's what I'm really interested in. I'm obsessed with context and putting things in context. In New Orleans has a history of Black people buying property, actually. Mm-hmm. That's one of the important things to know about the place, that many of the people whose homes were washed away were homeowners. And then also going farther back, there were people of color, free people of color, who owned huge amounts of property throughout the city, including in places like the French Quarter or, of course, the Treme neighborhood, which is a historically Black neighborhood. It was unusual, I think, thinking of it now, mm-hmm. but not so unusual in the context of New Orleans history.
Now, if your mother spent every penny she had on purchasing this house, clearly it was very important to her. What did that house and owning a home of her own signify for her?
You know, I think for my mom, it was her dream. It sort of, the house became this repository, a place for her family. She'd learned this from my grandmother, her mother. My grandmother was someone who cared so much about home. These were women who had gorgeous homes. Everything in them was chosen and selected. And so this meant a substantial amount. And my mother was the first woman in her family to buy a house. So she actually owned a house before my grandmother owned a house. So this was a really big deal mm-hmm. in the family. And I think that was my mother's world. It was her sense of independence. It was a place that she made. It was, if she was, and I think she is an artist, mm-hmm. it was a place where she could work, so to speak, because she made everything for the house.
What did she do professionally?
She was a nurse's aide. So she was a licensed practical nurse. And she took care of people really well, which is a thing she still does well to this day. But beyond her work hours, she was a seamstress. She sewed all of our clothing. She dressed the house, so to speak. She made all of its curtains and was just always a maker of mm-hmm. things.
You said all of our clothing. So who does that mean in addition to you and presumably at some point your father, Simon?
Yeah. So there are 12 of us, 12 children, and I'm the youngest.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj drugog zadatka. Molimo, prenesite svoje odgovore na list za odgovore. Ovo je kraj testa razumijevanja odslušanog teksta.